Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Coach, welcome to a Football Wednesday. A little quick turnaround here. And obviously a big win on Sunday. I know there's a 24-hour rule after a win. Does a 24-hour rule turn into a 12-hour rule when you have such a quick turnaround?
Yes, it does. It really does. And short week here for us, a lot of work, a lot of volume. In particular for the coaching staff, the goal with the players is to get them as fresh as possible.
Tell us the process of a game on Sunday night with a game on Thursday night, especially on a road trip Thursday night. What do you do on Sunday and leading in?
Well, we go right back to work, especially because it's an away game. We're getting on the road rather quickly, and that's part of the job. So. Again, a lot of volume in terms of information gathered in a short span short window of time, but we try and simplify it for the players so they can go execute.
What can you say about your quarterback that hasn't already been said? 6 touchdowns, the first person in NFL history of 3-3 passing and rushing, and Josh Allen seemed like he was in full control, but there's not much to say about this guy and what he's capable to do, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, when he's on his game, you look out. I mean, he's the best there is in the business, and he was on his game last week, that's for sure, and the offense was rolling.
All right, obviously a big story, Coach, was what happened with Keon Coleman on Sunday. How do you feel he's responded over these last couple of days? Is there any status or update on his availability or status for Thursday night?
Yeah, we move forward one day at a time. We'll see what comes of it come Thursday night.
Okay, that said, Tyrell Shavers, Gabe Davis, big plays in the passing game. Let's start with Tyrell. What gave you and Joe the confidence to put him in such a larger role in him responding?
Well, he's earned that. Trust is earned over the course of time from consistency and approach, consistency and performance, and he's done a phenomenal job with that, and he went out and executed.
And Gabe, why does it feel like he never left?
Well, I know he's happy to be back. We're happy to have him back. It's anytime a player comes back, number one. Number two is coming off an injury that he's had, being able to, again, experience his best football in Buffalo. A lot of players can say that, and I think that's a credit to the culture, to the people that we have around.
All right, Sean, a few guys hadn't practiced the last couple of days. Several more are limited. Is there anybody that you know you'll be declaring out right now?
So Dalton Kincaid will be out. McCall Hardman will be out. Curtis Samuel, all three of those will be out, and then we'll go from there.
Any long-term concerns on either Hardman or Samuel?
Not at this time. We'll see where it goes. We're week to week at this point.
And then we know now because his wife posted on social media, Khalil did, and his wife welcomed their first child in the world. Congratulations to them. And are no concerns about him obviously being available then Thursday.
he loves both his family in this case, and he loves football as well. So he's a great teammate. He's done a great job. We're super happy for him and his family.
Okay, and then no C.J. Stroud for the Texans. We know that. What is the challenge that Davis Mills represents? You've seen a couple of games from him on film, and you have faced him before.
Yeah, very decisive, smart, knows where to go with the football based on the defensive looks. He's been in the league for a number of years now, and they're playing good football with him.
This is a really aggressive, typical D'Amico Ryans defense. They just seem like they line up and go right after you and say, we're going to beat you. Not a ton of exotic stuff, what you see from a lot of teams, and they're very confident. What kind of challenges does that side of the ball pose for you?
Well, it all starts with their talent. I mean, when you've got a front four and really 11 that can get after it, you don't have to do a whole lot. So their skill takes care of and basically erases some of the other things. So they play well together. They play fast. As you said, they play physical. Number one defense in the NFL for a reason.
Okay, Coach, safe travels to Houston. Good luck tomorrow night. And by the way, happy Thanksgiving. We're not going to talk before then again.
Same to you, Sal, and everyone out there.
All right, thank you, Coach.
That is right. The Bills will not have another game until after Thanksgiving, until after the holiday. Three players have been ruled out. It's unsurprising based on the practice schedule to this point. It is Dalton Kincaid, it is Mecole Hardman, and it is, excuse me one second, it is Curtis Samuel. There we go. I don't know why I blanked on his name. I was going to say Khalil Shakir. He is not. He is good. He is fine. But it's Curtis Samuel, Mecole Hardman, and Dalton Kincaid. All three have not practiced up to this point this week. We'll take a quick timeout. It'll be a big turnaround, or it'll be a quick turnaround for Sal Capaccio. We'll sit down with him when we come back. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Wrapping up hour number one here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We did just listen back to Sal Capaccio and Bills head coach Sean McDermott. They just sat down at One Bills Drive to go through tomorrow night's game. Three players have been ruled out, tight end Dalton Kincaid and wide receivers Mecole Hardman and Curtis Samuel. Not too much of a surprise. All three had not practiced to this point this week. And for more on his interview with Sean McDermott and, of course, the game tomorrow, Sal Capaccio joins us here on the Western Hotline. Sal, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. It is nice. You never want to have players out. There is no surprises, I don't think, at least.
No, I don't think so either. After a couple of days of Dalton Kincaid, Curtis Samuel, Mecole Hardman, none of them practicing, it was no surprise that none of them will play in the game. That's three pass catchers, though, right? I mean, that hurts your offense. But we did see Gabe Davis elevated last week, had a really nice game. We know what Tyrell Shavers did. He's on the roster. Expect him to play again. Question now is, does Gabe get elevated for this game with two receivers down? I wouldn't be surprised. But let's remember, Elijah Moore was inactive last week, right? Mecole Hardman, really a punt and kick returner, although he did get, he had some snaps on offense last week. And then, obviously, the other big news is Keon Coleman, his status. I did ask Sean McDermott if there is a any status update on him for tomorrow. He did not say whether he would play or not, be active or not. He just continually says, we're taking it one day at a time.
And I do think that is curious, Sal. I mean, based off the numbers, I do expect Coleman to play. I do wonder, though, like, how do we take that if he doesn't at that point?
Yeah. It's probably, I mean, Keon Coleman playing is, a story, but not playing would be a really big story still, right? After this. So that would cause a lot more of a lot more questions. What's going on? Is it lingering? Something else happened? Anything like that? We'll see where it goes. Inactive list comes out at 6:45 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. The game will kick off at 8:15 p.m. Eastern, of course, 7:15 Central time in Houston. Good news, though, that Fedarian Mathis was not listed as out. So
yes,
We'll see if he has a questionable designation. And I say that because the Bills need, they need their defensive tackles healthy. They can have more options that way. It's not that Fedarian Mathis specifically is some guy that's going to change or fix the run defense, but the more people available, the more options Sean McDermott has. TJ Sanders coming back, obviously, last week. That would help if he is able to play, but we'll see. Does he carry a questionable designation with him ahead of the game? The full list will be out later today. The team will hold, some sort of walkthrough, today before getting on the plane, and then they'll have the full injury list. The other one was Khalil Shakir, and obviously, as you said earlier, congratulations to the Shakirs, Khalil and his wife. They had a baby, baby girl, brought her into this world a couple of days ago, so that's why he has had the last 2 days missing practice with a DMP designation for personal reasons. Sean didn't commit to him playing when I asked him specifically, but it feels like, he should be available to play.
And Sal, before we do get to the Houston Texans.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Injuries, because we got two pretty key outs for them tomorrow. I took a call in the first segment talking about tomorrow night's game, and I am somebody with how good the Texans defense is. I think the idea of wanting to turn it into a track meet or kind of do what you did against Tampa Bay, I think that is a recipe to make it a closer game and to give Houston a chance to win that game. But I did have a caller that kind of wanted the opposite point. It's a backup quarterback. Go after them. I just don't know if you can do that against this Houston defense.
Yeah, I agree. This is a game. I heard the caller earlier, and Jerry called in, and I get it. Like, you're right. The response you had was right, which is, yeah, Jerry, we'd all love for, or caller, anybody, the Bills to get up 21-10 at halftime, not let him hang around. 21 points is usually what they give. That's more than they give up in a game, the Houston Texans. So tell me the path to 21 points, I'm all for it. By halftime, right. You're right about that. But I mean, like, when you play a game against a team like this and say, let's just put the pedal to the metal and go, you're giving them opportunity. You're giving them chances to make big plays against you. The whole point is you can't just name and say, let's just go out there and score. You can't just do that. I do think they're going to have to play this game a little tighter. But you know what? Maybe last week opened up, you know, a little bit more of the playbook, and they said, let's Josh be Josh. And hey, if that happens, all the power to the Bills. If we come away from this game going, man, the Bills put up a 30 spot, let's say, on the Texans, or even 28 points, high 20s, well, you're going to feel a lot better. This is a really, really good Texans defense. Folks have to understand and have their expectations kind of tempered and lowered from what they saw last week. This is not a team you're going to go up and score 44 points again. If they did, that would be amazing. They're the number one scoring defense in the league, allowing less than 17 points. They're number one yards allowed in the league. They're number one rushing yards allowed in the league. So it's going to be a grind. But on the other side, if the Bills can play the kind of game against a backup quarterback that they should play and a team that isn't great at running the ball like they should play, then the Bills will have opportunity to kind of win the game within the margins, so to speak. You know what I mean, Dak? Yep. I think that's where you got to win this game.
Now to the Texans, though, they're not going to have the starting quarterback. I think that's a big reason why a lot of people are maybe wanting them to get it to a track meet, what have you. I think the line has moved now to six points for the Bills. C.J. Stroud is out, as is safety Jalen Petrie. Both could not clear concussion protocol. They've played, though, with Davis Mills the last 2 weeks. They haven't been able to win them. They have not been necessarily the most impressive wins, but this is not new territory for Houston up to this point without not having C.J. Stroud.
Agreed. You know, if you're a Houston Texans fan and you're looking at it like, okay, of course you'd love C.J. Stroud, although he hasn't been the C.J. Stroud we were used to after, you know, his rookie year. I totally get that. He's had some nice games, but it just hasn't been quite the same. Now, if you're a Houston Texans fan, you're looking at it going, okay, we don't have C.J. Stroud. You can also take solace in the fact that you have had Davis Mills play here a little bit. Like, this is a guy that's been around. He knows your offense. He's played the last couple of weeks. And in fact, Zach, Davis Mills has thrown the ball close to 90 times over the last over the last two games. 120 times, close to that, like 115 or something like that over the last 3 weeks. That's crazy. He had 30 attempts against a really good Denver defense,
45 against Jacksonville in a big comeback in the fourth quarter. And then last week at Tennessee, because they did play one of those really tight, lower scoring games, they still got into a situation where they had to throw the ball. He threw the ball 41 times. He has a 60% completion percentage. It's not off the charts, but he hasn't turned the ball over. He's thrown one interception in those games, three touchdowns. This is a guy that knows where to go with the football. He's smart. He's a veteran. He's been around. The Bills have faced him before, by the way, and they did obviously have a really good game. The Bills did against him, you know, but that was a few years ago when the Bills like, scored 40 points. The Texans were in a different spot. So if you're the Texans fan, you look at this game, you're saying, okay, well, we don't have C.J. Stroud. Well, they do have Davis Mills, who's stepped in and seen this before and done a good job for them before.
Sal Capaccio here on the Western Hotline for just a few more minutes. And Sal, it looks like Mills is going to also have what should be his favorite target, Nico Collins. He was upgraded from limited to a full participant yesterday at Houston practice. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday, that kind of rematch, if you want to call it that, between Cole Bishop and Nico Collins could be a really fun storyline to follow.
Agreed. I don't know how the Bills will play it. Maybe they'll have Christian Benford on him. I mean, Max Harrison and, you know, Tre'Davious White have been rotating reps. We'll see where that goes with the corner spot. The Bills don't typically follow a receiver, right? They don't typically. Mm-hmm. It has happened. They do it once in a while. Maybe they do it in this game because they feel that's the guy. And I believe that's the guy. I think that the Texans game plan will probably be similar to the Falcons game plan when they play the Bills, which is basically, okay, we're going to throw it. Remember, they just threw the ball to Drake London, right? I mean, that was a game. They went to London after London after London. And in this game, it might be Collins after Collins after Collins. They do have Xavier Hutchinson is a really nice player for them who's done a nice job. Now, he doesn't put up wow numbers, but talk with people in Houston. He's a guy that they really like. He brings a lot of juice to that wide receiver room. Noel can be a deep threat sometimes for them. So they have guys. Higgins has come on a little bit here. Dalton Schultz, of course, is a very, very good tight end. Don't forget Dalton Schultz. This is a guy that they will get involved in the passing game. And, I mean, he actually, on the season, Dalton Schultz is their second leading receiver with 68 catches. I'm sorry, 51 catches on 68 targets already.
Yeah, Sal, I think this game for me, on the road, short week, Thursday night football against a great defense. I said in the first segment, I'm kind of at a point of there's probably no result that ends in a Bills win where I'm upset. Just get a win, move to 8-3. Because I look at the rest of the schedule, and I heard Jeremy talking about it before I came in. You look at the rest of the schedule, I think there is a real argument that they could run the table. Philadelphia, New England, of course, being absolutely like the two games you will zero in on and go, are you sure? I think they absolutely could run the table and go 14-3. And at that point, if you can get a win tomorrow and do that, let the chips fall as they may. The one seed, the division, what have you. If you can't be a division winner or a one seed with 14-3, it's a shame.
Yeah, they have, of course, the ability to do that whenever you have Josh Allen under center. You have the ability to win any game, right? And, you know, I guess I was thinking about it this today, big picture. We play this game, and I know it's not ever – you can't do it like this. I get it because they lost to teams that they shouldn't lose to, like, you know, the Falcons and Dolphins especially, and of course the Patriots. But if going into the season, I said after 11 games, they beat 8-3, I think you'd be like, okay, that's probably good enough to be there. But I think the fly in the ointment is you just didn't think the Patriots would be where
100%.
They are, right? So, and beat them. And that's what 8-3 is a good record, but you got to get there. You got to win this game. And then you have opportunity in the schedule. And then we know next week against a Pittsburgh team with an Aaron Rodgers playing with a broken wrist. And I believe he's going to play this week. He'll probably play next week, but you know, that's 10 days to prepare for Rodgers. Are you going to get Shedeur Sanders for the Cleveland Browns? Or who are you going to get, right? Who are you going to get Dylan Gabriel? You know, is Joe Burrow going to be back? There is opportunity coming up in these other games, but you got to take care of this one first. And by the way, it's also an AFC game. You know, that factors into tiebreakers and things like that.
Yep, absolutely. Kickoff tomorrow at 8:15. And, of course, we'll have you covered here all day tomorrow. Sal, travel safe, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
You got it. Thanks a lot.
Sal Capaccio there on the West Her Hotline. As we do get ready for the Bills to take on the Houston Texans tomorrow, as I mentioned, 8:15 kickoff. We'll take a quick time out here, and we'll get more on the Houston Texans side of things as John Harris, the sideline reporter for the Houston Texans, will join me next. So stay tuned for that. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow. I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.